At the Dodge Rec Center, about 80 kids file into the gym. They're brought here from all over the city because it's the only program of its kind. These kids are of all ages and backgrounds, but most are Cambodian.
All right, hey kids, let me get your attention.
Danny Nam is the director of Healthy Asian Youth, or HAY. It started about 15 years ago to help Asian minority youth, a population that's often overlooked.
In America, we're all grouped into one Asian American category, but there's over 20-something different ethnic groups within that.
Statistically speaking, Southeast Asian groups like Cambodians, Hmong, and Vietnamese don't experience the same level of success as larger Asian groups like the Chinese or Japanese.
There's the stereotype that, you know, Asian Americans are smart, advantaged, they're economically sound.
And that stereotype of the, quote, model minority works against the Cambodian community. They're often lumped into one large Asian American group. So national and even local data shows they're doing well, but about a quarter of Cambodians live in poverty, and 35% of youth drop out of high school. That's double the rate of blacks and Hispanics.
You know, we have all the symptoms of a community in need, from, you know, Asian gang violence here on the west side to, you know, problems with narcotics in the community.
That's been compounded by a traumatic history. Many of these kids have refugee parents who live with emotional and physical scars.
Yeah, I've seen parents with gunshots, wounds, and I've seen parents without limbs. And I know for a fact that a lot of them are dealing with post-traumatic stress.
The Cambodian genocide killed over a million people in the late 70s. The Khmer Rouge regime targeted the country's well-educated. So many of those who survived and made it to the U.S. arrived broke and struggled to provide for their families with relatively no education. Like many kids in the HAY program, 20-year-old Dara San is a child of a refugee. He says his mother struggled to adapt to life in the U.S.
It's like taking, you know, a cat and putting it in the dog pound, you know. It's like that cat's going to be afraid of everything.
Many refugees also struggled to learn English, and that's created a divide between the younger and older generations. 19-year-old Sansapal Ann says many parents can't teach their kids about how to get a job, have safe sex, or finish school.
It's even hard for the children to talk to their parents and the parents to talk to their children about anything because, you know, we even have a language barrier now.
Both Dara and Sansapal grew up going to HAY. And Danny Nam and the other kids became a second family, filling in the gaps of support and knowledge that their parents couldn't. Dara says it was one of the few positive influences he had as a teen.
You can just be a family instead of a gang. We don't have to resort to violence. Like, HAY taught me that.
Danny Nam has run the HAY program for 6 years. He brings in tutors, takes the kids on field trips, even helps parents fill out school forms in English. He says he grew up in cities all around the U.S. His family didn't have a lot of stability, and he can relate to the struggles that these kids face.
I don't want to sell out. You know, I have a college degree. A lot of people just want, they try to just get out, but I don't feel like I should get out. I think I should stay here and help everybody else get through, too.
Even after graduating high school, older kids like Dara still come to HAY and work with the younger kids. And Sansapal, he graduates this year, and he'll start college in the fall. Esther Honig, WOSU News.